Never. Not once. Not once have I dishonored my public office.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Zwillick. And that is Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat of New Jersey, there speaking today outside of a courthouse just moments before his public corruption trial gets underway for federal fraud and bribery charges. Now, this is the first time in 36 years that a sitting U.S. senator finds himself facing a federal bribery trial. But this one's important for other reasons, too. A guilty verdict here could open the door for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to appoint a Republican in a vacated spot if Menendez were to step down. And that would mean one more Republican vote in Washington at a time of upheaval in the Senate and on Capitol Hill. Here to explain the complicated case and what's at stake for Bob Menendez and the Senate is WNYC's own Nancy Solomon. She's managing editor for New Jersey Public Radio and for WNYC. Nancy, welcome.
Hi, Todd.
Bob Menendez is alleged here, Nancy, to have woven a pretty complex web with a friend of his in the Caribbean. Bring us up to speed on the facts of the case here.
So the friend is Dr. Solomon Melgen, and he is a Florida ophthalmologist. The two men say they've been friends for 20 years. He was born in the Dominican Republic. He immigrated to the United States. He went to Harvard, became a doctor, became very, very wealthy, specializing in a treatment of problems that people have with their retina. And he gave his friend, Bob Menendez, a lot of gifts. And that's the crux of the case. He gave him airline tickets. He flew him on his private plane. Menendez was a frequent guest at his beach home in the Dominican Republic. He went to a different Caribbean resort on Melgen's dime, golf trips, expensive meals, and then hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions. So, oh, and let's not forget the very deluxe weekend in Paris. So all of this was paid for by his friend, you know, and then the case, really, the crux of it is, what did Senator Menendez do for his friend, and does that constitute bribery?
Now, his friend, Solomon Melgen, not only was a wealthy doctor, but was involved pretty heavily with government programs, right, like Medicare and Medicaid. And it seems like that might be, if there are charges of quid pro quo here, where some of the quo is.
Right. So one of the elements of the case is that Melgen was accused and later convicted of overbilling Medicare for these eye treatments to the tune of almost $9 million. So Senator Menendez did reach out to Health and Human Services when they were investigating this alleged crime, which he has been convicted of now but not sentenced. And does that constitute trying to use his influence? And really, it all comes down to, is it an official act? Is it an official act for Senator Menendez to call Health and Human Services and say, hey, you've got this wrong about this guy. He's really honest and this investigation isn't right and you're misinterpreting the situation. So,
well, let's talk about that question of an official act, because Bob Menendez, as we heard at the top, says he's never abused his office. He says he'll be proved innocent. But a lot of people, Nancy Solomon, are looking to Virginia as they look at the Menendez case, because there was a case of the governor of Virginia named Bob McDonnell, who was up on corruption charges, who got acquitted on a technicality. And now people are looking at Bob McDonnell and saying, maybe Menendez has an out here.
That is clearly what the defense is going to argue. That case is, it's exactly what this is about. And, you know, that case, it was a unanimous decision. And in the decision, the justices wrote that routine political courtesies like arranging meetings or urging underlings to consider a matter, that is not corruption. That is, the senator is using his or her influence, but it has to be an act, like it has to be a vote on a bill, or it has to be a rule that is passed, or, you know, some actual official act. So that's a huge case for all public corruption in the United States. But, you know, in this one particularly, where you've got these fuzzy lines of him doing favors for his friend and, you know, whether or not that really constitutes an official act.
So in that Virginia case, it was the case that favors were stipulated. Everybody knew that McDonald did favors for a rich friend. It's just that those favors weren't quite official, and that's how he got off. Now, Menendez, you're saying, may be looking for the same defense. But Nancy Solomon, no matter how this turns out, what are the stakes in the Senate here? Because Menendez is a Democratic senator in a state with a Republican governor.
It's huge. There's a very slim majority in the U.S. Senate, a slim Republican majority. And we have, you know, many issues coming up that are highly contested, including, you know, the repeal of Obamacare. And right now, of course, we're discussing the Dreamers and DACA, which is an issue very close to Menendez's heart. He has been a huge champion for immigrants, and he's an immigrant himself. So he is not automatically expelled or forced to resign if he is convicted in this case. The Senate would have to take action to expel him if he refuses to resign. But if he is forced to resign before January, then Republican Governor Chris Christie would appoint his replacement, and most certainly that replacement would be a Republican. There's even been suggestions that Christie could appoint himself, which has a lot of heads spinning.
Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's trial starts today on multiple counts of federal corruption, the first sitting senator in 36 years to be similarly situated in front of a federal court. Nancy Solomon with WNYC and editor of New Jersey Public Radio. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thanks, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.